Hi, everybody. We're here again. And you're there again, or we're here, we're there, we're everywhere. So, let's see here. Thanks to Larry, he's our day and timekeeper. So, it's September 19th, 2012. And if you have any problem with time, it must be Larry's fault. But if you like what he's giving you, then praise Larry. So, here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. So everybody just kind of sit back and relax, but you need to think of a particular situation. And here we go. And we'll see what that situation is. Get to look at it, and we'll clear that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so are we out there? Are you out there, Carrie, anywhere?
I am, Ron, yes. Hi, good evening, everybody. Here we are again, BBS Station 1 Wednesday. So, September 19th. So if you're listening to an archive by chance, which you're not right now, we're live right now, but if in the future any of you are listening to an archive, a lot of the healings that Ron does, the little samples, like the emotional one that he just did, will work, just so that you know. We've got a few questions already, Ron, if you're ready to dive into those.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
And Gina is mentioning, first of all, actually, that she's doing much better from the call. I assume that's the call this afternoon that you did. And she's saying thank you. And so just want to let you know that in case you didn't read it. And then Liz says the back of her hand is itching like crazy, and she's wondering if it's alien critters.
Hmm. Let's try it here. Here we go. So one, two, we first need to get up on the light ship here in quarantine. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go, everybody. So, I got the codes up for the people who are on the 8-hour call for the Mind Matrix bundle. So if you want to just send me an email, I can probably zap something over to you right now because I have my email up. I just have to refresh it. So just do so, and I'll send it over. So here we go. Let's do a clearing for anxiety here. And we'll do extreme anxiety. Some people are more extreme than others. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that's getting rough. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Wow, so I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if you are a newer listener, I just want to remind or tell you that these sample clearings that Ron does of our invisible bodies, we have 108 of them, and Ron clears, I don't know how many exactly it is. Most of them are part of our regular blueprint wherever we would incarnate, but while we're stuck here on the planet, we have a few extras that the Earth Spirit gave us, and the emotional body is one of them. And these clearings do come as whole life clearings, excuse me, on Ron's website, excuse me, which is creationlightship, LIGHTSHIP, creationlightship.com. And if you've not done any of those yet, Ron recommends that we begin with the emotional whole life clearing. So, Ron, do you want to just explain what a whole life clearing means for anyone?
Well, the whole life starts off at your current age, in the moment, okay? Which means that if you started a clearing right now, it would be at this particular second. And it would go back in time to conception. And that's the way it works. And it takes away the energies of what you're wishing to have cleared on that clearing. So the emotional one is what you're dealing with all the time. And that's your what you would call your karma, okay? And so your karma is what you're dealing with, which is your activation of your DNA and what you're experiencing in this lifetime that was brought up because the mind energy got a hold of you. So you want to do your whole life have emotional clearing because eventually that can draw energies to you, which would be much like entities along with different things that could be, you know, kind of connecting to you, like cordings, and also energy attachments, along with people coming into your life as they're reading your auric field. So all this deals with your emotions. So your emotions started off. You want to do that, and that would be a good thing to have done, is to get your emotional clearing done so you can get away from all these other energies, because the emotional energies is what it starts off with. Remember, when you think you have emotions, and if you just stay peaceful, you notice that you won't have any. And that's the whole process, is to get out of the emotions so that you can have a peaceful life. And the whole life of emotional clearing starts off at your current age and then goes back to conception. And that's kind of what it does. And that clearing can help you out so much to feel more maybe in your body, we'll say, to make you feel happier, to make you understand that you don't have to live energies, in a sense, karma, because once your emotions catch on to something and you know how emotions do affect people, then instantly, once you know about that, you can get those things released. That's why we have the unlimited version of that. So the unlimited one allows you to stay current with that clearing. And that's why you want to do the unlimited after you do the regular one. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we may have had a beep, Ron. I'm not sure. Is anybody on the line right now?
Yeah, hi. This is Raymond. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Raymond.
How you doing? Since it's self-empowerment night, I have a question. I did the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe.
Great.
Started it 2 days ago.
Oh, wonderful.
And I did, yeah, thanks, but I did all, it comes with seven clearings. So I was very ambitious, and I did all seven at once. So I had
wow.
only seven windows open. And yesterday, I was exhausted. So I did it on Monday, and then yesterday, I was in such a funk. My body was exhausted. I was in a really bad mood, and I don't know if it's because I did the seven clearings all at once or something else was attacking me. And I was.
Many of them at once, you probably just needed a little bit of time to have your body integrate.
Oh.
You're pretty ambitious.
Okay.
That's great.
So you think it's because I did all the clearings in one time that my body was overloading from the clearings?
In a sense, yes.
And I'm concerned about parasitic things because I spoke to a friend of mine, and he mentioned to me that he didn't know he had a parasite in him until he went to some energy worker, and this parasite came out of him. So now I'm thinking, could I have a parasite in me that's stopping me, putting obstacles in my way, because I've been really, really struggling for many years to move forward with my life?
Raymond, do you mean a physical one or an energetic one?
Energetic.
Energetic, okay. Sorry, Ron, I think I spoke
yeah.
to you. Go ahead.
Ron. Energetic.
I've been
talking to my spirit every day.
Yeah, let me see here. So I don't know if it really works that way. It could, but I don't know if it really can do that, causing you problems like that. That would be more like an alien life form, maybe as a shapeshifter.
Oh.
So I don't think that would be that, okay?
Okay. And since we're doing the, when we do the timeline crashes, I know we do the timeline crashes to get to take us off these time, these darkness timelines, but can the light beings put us on a timeline? You know, I thought, because I'm saying, you know, like, we have free will, free choice. So if we can crash a timeline, can a light, can the light beings put us on a timeline?
No.
About
you're
choice.
Only on one timeline that, you know, would be with the light.
Oh.
Okay, and so you'd be on the real timeline here.
Okay. Okay, because I'm doing the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe, and I'm trying to get on the Prosperity timeline.
Yeah, well,
that's
that,
why.
By doing that, that could happen, you know?
Yeah.
So what you want to
wow.
do,
okay,
Raymond,
Ron.
Is... timeline crash, lack of prosperity.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, that'll get you off all the
wow.
way.
Wow. This is exhausting, let me tell you. Okay.
So what you need to do probably is put up the spirit infusion on those clearings, on that page, and just run that for a bunch of hours. On the
spirit
clearings
okay.
that you did,
oh, okay.
or on any
yeah.
of them. Just get a few windows up with that, or even just one, I don't know. And of course, the I now increase my life force energy. Is there anything else that's draining Raymond, Ron, that you can see, or do you want to do some spirit infusion directly for him?
Yeah, I can do some spirit infusion. That may help you. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So
thank you,
see if
Ron.
That helps you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, Sari. Bye.
You're yep.
welcome. Bye-bye. Good luck. So a couple of questions here about the codes, Ron. Bet was asking if the Prosperity Jumpstart and the new round of codes are up, and those are. So, Bet, I would send
yeah,
Ron
I'll
an email.
Cover an email on that. I thought I sent that to you, but I'll dig it up here. I still have my the other codes on my computer, so I'll wait till the end of the program here, then I'll look for it and send it over.
And then Ron CMD was asking, you had said to people who are on this month for the mental... sorry, I'm getting tired here. I'm blanking out on what these things are called. The package
mind
for
matrix?
The... Yes, yes, the mind matrix package, mental package. She's asking what email address you would like people to send you an email requesting those who are on the intensive this
month. Yeah, it'd be at healing at creationlightship would work fine for me.
Okay.
And I have, right. I have my email up right now, so I'll check it maybe every 5 minutes here. Then I'll send off codes. I already sent off, you know, about a half a dozen so far. So, I guess so. We got a beep.
We did. We got a beep. Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Hi. I had a couple things to talk about here.
Okay.
One of them was a quick clearing today. I was out. I was in class actually, and a language teacher told me that the word goodbye. Actually means G-O-D, be with you. And I thought that that would be a cool clearing to try out because most people wouldn't know that that's what that means. And maybe we'll get some stuff off of people.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one. Yeah, that one's used all the time. Goodbye. Wow. So here we go, everybody. We'll do a clearing on goodbye. So here we go. Well, one, two... 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ugh. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ugh, okay. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Yeah.
Okay, and you had something else, Jeremiah, you said?
Yeah, I think it was the other week. I think it was Ed who called in, and he was talking about putting a frequency of sound onto people that only the youths would be able to hear.
Uh-huh.
And I sort of had something that would be able to complement that now. On the calls or on the radio, Ron has occasionally turned off people's DNA, but you can't... Oh, it's pretty hard to find or have a clearing that would be able to remove all of it, but I know that he can't hold the energy for a certain amount of time. So I'm thinking that there would be a way to get a clearing up on the website where the light being comes up on the screen, and for the amount of time that the timer's going, the light being can hold the DNA off, and that could be accompanied with a frequency. So that would sort of deplete the purpose and basically stop the... Maybe that prevent them from abducting people because, number one, they can't really trigger people on the timelines if their DNA is not active. And number two, the frequency is going to further deter them from wanting to touch us.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
that's a good thought. Okay, I'll check into that to see if what kind of frequency would be there. I remember we did something, but I can't exactly remember. After the DNA,
we were talking about a sound frequency.
Well, I think what Jeremiah is suggesting, Ron, is that he's wondering if there's a way to have a clearing to turn our DNA off so that when the clearing is active, we can't be abducted because we've got no active DNA. But he got that idea after Ed's call, I think it was over the weekend, into one of the weekend BBS shows. Ed was trying to figure out how to disrupt the aliens that are responsible for all the cloning and abduction and stuff, and he had said about sending out some frequency of sound that we couldn't hear, but that bothered the aliens greatly. So kind of two different things, but one of Ed's idea was triggering Jeremiah's idea of turning, of having a clearing to turn our DNA off.
Okay, I'll check on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and then I just had a few, sorry, I had a few quick questions about some of the
clearing. Yeah, no problem. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So the unlimited conference package, that will work an unlimited amount of times for the people that were absentee on the Lightship 2?
It's good through the end of October, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm asking
for
everyone.
It's going to be the code, yes. Whether you're absentee or not, it doesn't matter whether you're absentee. If you've signed up for the September intensives, you'll get these four clearings thrown in free, and they are online clearings. Just to answer your question, Liz, about them, whether they're with Ron or online, they're four clearings that already exist separately on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and so he's put them together as a package and giving them away to people who are on September's intensive. Whether you're on the call or doing it absentee, Jeremiah, doesn't make any difference. And the codes that you'll get will be good through the end of October.
Now, if for some reason you want to, you do a clearing and you like it, or you want to get it some more after this, then the whole lifetime clearings have the unlimited, and you can go online, and since you already did the clearing, then you can sign up for the unlimited, which is $50, and then you can take off from there and continue on with the clearing.
Sounds good. And the all-alien parallel lifetime clearing, is that one doesn't have an unlimited $50 option, so...
Well, that
would I only be able to do it once, or could I go back into it and use it again?
That one depends on initially what you signed up for, okay? The all-parallel life one, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Just the alien attack page?
No, the all-alien parallel life timeline clearing.
Yeah, that one augments. Once you get that clearing, then you can use that for any clearing that you have had on the Lightship to put it into a different area, a different arena, okay? That's what it's for.
Yeah, I know, and but I'm asking, can I log into it multiple times, or do I have to repurchase it if I'd like to use it, say, in a week from now?
No, that one is just one purchase.
Okay.
So how long does it last, Ron? I think Jeremiah is wondering because it doesn't have an unlimited feature, Jeremiah is saying. He's just wondering how long can he use it for, I think.
Oh, yeah, that one's good for whatever, you know, just keep using it.
No time limit.
I think if we have a test on it, it might stay unlimited on it because that's what it's designed for, to take any clearing that you have had and then to, piggyback that on top of it so that it'll... a little, go in different directions for you. That one's automatically
right,
unlimited
for the
clearing.
So how would I go about booking the Sentry clearing and the foreign one? Like, those are the ones that are on the phone, as I understand it.
Yeah, just send me an email, and I'll see what I can do
okay.
As far as how my time's getting now. And we'll set
okay.
Up
and then I just wanted to say that for the... my dad was on the four-hour call on the Saturday.
Oh, and, right.
And after that, he slept for 14 hours straight.
Wow.
And then I did the courting, the people clearing, and I'm a male, and I have longer-length blonde hair, so I figured that would be a big spot that would get courted. And then now when I touch my hair with my hand, it sort of feels like electric. So I get, like, an actual charge off my hair, which wasn't really there before, so I got a lot of energy returned to me, so that was a really nice clearing.
Wow,
that's great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what state do you live in?
Oh, I live in Ontario, which is probably
Canada, okay. Ontario. Wow, that's great. And I'm glad your father had some nice benefits, so Normally, if you sleep that long, that means that you were under a lot of stress or stuff, you know, and your body was healing. That's good. Very, very good.
Yeah, I just wanted to share the results, so thank you.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Okay, so Ron, I just wanted to mention also this Mind Matrix bundle. Oh my goodness, another caller. Hold on one sec, caller. We'll be right with you. The Mind Matrix bundle will be available for people who are not on the intensives also. It's not just for people on the intensive. It's free if you're on the intensives, if you've paid the monthly fee there. But if you're not doing those Sunday 8-hour calls, you can still buy the Mind Matrix bundle. I'm not sure if Ron's chosen a price yet. It's going to be either it's going to be somewhere around $150-$200, but it's still a great savings because it is there's some whole life clearings in there and the Mind Matrix barcode, which all of which would add up to quite a lot of money. Like all these bundles, they're great savings. So that'll be available for purchase soon. Through Ron's website. So I think we have a caller on the line. Is somebody with us?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
How are you today?
So I just had a comment, see what Ron has about the matter, too. That say, hypothetically, if John Doe and Mary Doe would have an issue and they would one would blame the other and say, well, when I think of John Doe, Mary says, I feel trauma, and he activates my trauma of fear of abandonment. And so it's his fault, not me, and because he does it to me. He makes me afraid. But it could be that she is activating her trauma and using him as a scapegoat. So I think the best rule of thumb, or vice versa, a man could be doing it to a woman, the best rule of thumb is to separate. Don't go external on that person. Go internal and examine our spirit to see if we're doing that, and we should correct ourselves, and that'd be the best rule of thumb on that matter, and that's, you know, to make peace with each other. And I just wanted to put that out there as an option. And then I had another opinion, too, that there's a minister in Westbourne, Australia. It's called Westbourne Baptist Church, and I won't say his name, but he's converting an awful lot of people toward the light and toward peace. And what he's doing is, ironically, he's saying the God of the Bible is full of hatred and revenge and punishment, and he believes in that hatred of this God. And all the people are running the opposite way and saying, we believe in peace and camaraderie and respect of one another. And he's scaring the people back into peace and respect of life, existence in one another. And it's going the opposite way for him that he intended to go. So I wonder if Ron has any viewpoints about that concerning self-empowerment.
Well, boy, I don't know.
So, Larry, are you basically saying if you're having problem in your first one, if you're having problem with a person, the best thing to do is walk away? Is that the...
No, well, I'm saying don't blame the other person. Go within and examine yourself and see if we're activating a trauma within us and fear of abandonment within us, as an example, if we're doing that to ourselves, and walk away and say, let's be return back to neutral and see if we're doing that to ourselves. And that'd be the best rule of thumb to make peace with each other, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Not the other person, but us. Go within us and see what's going on there, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's good. Whatever you're dealing with is already in you. And times it's not awakened yet, you know, until somebody awakens. So it's always good just to, walk away, Renee, in a sense. But the fact that the issue came to you only indicates that you have it. So by walking away is one thing, but you haven't fixed the problem. And so you may have fixed that one problem without being in confrontation, but it's still with you. So that's why you need to have to get these things out of you.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah, so you know, that's how I see it. Most people don't know or understand about, or don't even know that we have clearings. You know, they haven't run across us yet. And so they're still going through the normal human modalities here of maybe doing some work and then muscle testing or doing this and that. and they don't know that they can have their whole lifetime cleared in 20 minutes. And, you know, they could be spending or have spent maybe thousands of dollars going to a professional person to talk to them about their problems and then trying to find a simple solution, maybe beating a pillow or something, you know. But it's still not going to get out of your current DNA. And it's still going to be with you. So you can always, you know, sidestep it, put a Band-Aid on it, but eventually it will recycle, and maybe somebody else, another person, place, or thing, and then the whole roller coaster ride starts over again. So that's what somebody needs, is a whole lifetime emotional clearing, like I was saying earlier. You know, these whole lifetime clearing, you know, can attract entities to you because you're working on emotions. And maybe something that could be physical and, you know, some kind of addiction that you could have out of that emotion. And then from there, and so like an emotional addiction could be maybe getting upset. So you get upset that entities come in, and that stems from the emotions. And then when entities come in, then all of a sudden they may body hop from you into, you know, the person that you could be arguing with, or they're arguing with you, and it could come into you and push your button, or it could go into a lot of people. This is what I think is going on a lot right now, we'll just say in the Middle East. And all these things are being activated in people. And, you know, the people are dealing mainly probably with, I don't know, I guess hatred would probably be the thing. What else? What do you do if you wanted to terminate somebody's life? That would be definitely hatred, you know, and anger. And entities love that. So that's kind of how I sort of see this here.
Okay.
The whole thing is
sounds great.
You know, the emotional clearing. A lot of people look at the website and they see all the clearings, and some people want to pass out because they look at it and they go, oh, man, I kind of relate to all of these. Well, that could be definitely true. And but the emotional one is where you start, and then from there you kind of see what you're doing and what you need and what you're dealing with. And what I can say, though, is that if you did have all the clearings on the website, you would probably be in awfully good shape. But you don't really need all of them. You know, you may, what if you may only have a maybe a 10% charge on something, but if you got that charge off, often you go, wow, you know, it's gone and I feel much better, but it's not really maybe an issue for you. So it all depends.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great.
You know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying there. That's
you do see a lot of the clearings on the website. You don't really need them all, but, you know, if you had them all, it would be great. But mainly, you're probably only dealing with maybe a dozen issues in your life, and just find out which ones seem to work for you. And then from there,
I'd like to request to get the charge off of that if I can get a release on that, getting the charge off of that. That sounds awfully good tonight, Ron.
Okay, so what do you want it off of now, Larry?
It's like an addiction. I guess it's abandonment, bewilderment, addiction that some people can trigger inside of you, and I'd like to get that energy off of that, that charge off of that would be good.
Okay, so here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So like I said, thank you, Larry, for calling.
Thank you very much, Ron. My shoulders just really drooped, and I'm fully relaxed at this point. I released something. Thank you very much.
Oh, great. Thank you. So what happens is when I do these clearings, let me just get a drink of water here. Ah, there we go. Okay, so when you do the clearings and the samples that we do here, just to show you that you could have a problem someplace, and you may not even know that you have a problem until you have a clearing and it takes away some of your issues. If you do feel more relaxed, maybe a little more alert, more in your body, then that's an indication that, you know, the clearing worked for you on that particular situation that you wanted to have cleared away from you. And what can happen sometimes is that your friends will give you the issue. You know, you may not have any issue at all about maybe going out wearing roller skates. You know, that might just seem like something that everybody could do, and maybe you've never done it before in your life. And so your friends say, let's go to the roller rink here. We'll get some roller skates on and have some fun. So you go, well, yeah, okay. This is my first time of doing this here. And so you get on them, and all of a sudden you're petrified. You can't move. And you go, wow, I got all this fear coming up. Well, what happened? Did your friends cause your problem by giving you the roller skates to wear? No, you just had it stored inside of you, and it didn't get activated until you put those roller skates on. So all of a sudden now you're dealing with an issue that you never thought that you had. So that's why you'd want to have a clearing to get rid of that particular issue. So that's what happens. Sometimes people interact with us, and they activate an issue in us that we never had before. That's why I sort of, you know, jokingly say a lot of times, if you lived in a cave and didn't have any TV and radio, you know, you'd probably live forever and feel wonderful because that DNA is not activated. So your friends can, just through you living life, activate your issues. And all of a sudden, then sometimes entities can hop onto you with that issue. And you don't know why you have this, you know, tremendous amount of fear, anxiety, or whatever it is, hatred. And that's what I talk about or mentioned about the Middle East. See, these entities can come into people and trigger their DNA. And maybe they've read some article in the newspaper, on any group that's typically, we'll just say, at war with someone else, or they don't like each other. I remember the old thing, the McCoys, and there's one other group there. I'm sure somebody will know what it is. But, you know, all of a sudden you're dealing with past histories of your ancestors having a feud. And you may not even, you know, want to even deal with it. Then all of a sudden it gets activated in you because one of your relatives started talking about what happened to, great-great-grandfather Peter, you know. And all of a sudden His DNA gets activated in you because he hated these people. Now you got the hatred. And that's what you want to do is get rid of these things. So typically that's what everybody needs is some type of clearing for whatever issue they're dealing with. And it depends how deep it goes. And if you do have an issue and you did either a special clearing to release that one particular issue, or you did a whole lifetime one and you think, gee, it just didn't go deep enough for me, then you want to do the seven generational one. And that will tend to go deeper. And typically one generation should normally be enough. Hatfields, there we go. I thought that's what it was. So the McCoys and the Hatfields. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you don't know what really is inside of you bugging you, you know, as an issue comes up, like these two families. And, you know, eventually you say, you know, let's just, you know, in a sense, bury the hatchet. Let's not bring that DNA forward all the time. But you still have it, and you want to get it out of you because at some point it will kill you. And that's why you died. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. So you were mentioning my fast chat is behaving very strangely. So if I haven't read your question out, type it in again, and I'll try and grab it. I do have a few, though. Somebody was asking a while ago, I know, about for the upcoming expos. Ron, I wanted to bring this up while we've got just about 10 minutes left here. Your expos, I'll just give those dates out real quick. So Ron will be at the Conscious Life Expo in L.A. Yeah, my computer's being really weird. My calendar won't go now. Here we go. Wait a minute. There it is. Okay, so Friday, October 5th, Saturday the 6th, and Sunday the 7th. So the first weekend, including the Friday of October. And then in New York, let's see, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. So people were wondering about sending pictures, I think, Ron, for going in, you taking them and putting them in the light infusion chamber, which I know you've done in the past. So are you doing that this time? We better check that you're doing that. And if so, what's...
If you could do it, send me a picture of yourself, and we could put that into the light chamber for all the sessions that we have during the event. That's how it works. And you will probably definitely feel the benefit of it. And the cost is $100, just like the people would be having at the expo for the unlimited usage. You'd be actually probably having more time in the chamber because most people who go into it maybe go into it maybe a 10 or 12 times and would be on all the time. So it'd be much more than that, naturally. That's for people who just can't come. And this is a big area. You know, we're not just in, you know, a 200-mile radius, you know, where you can actually come. You could be, you know, a long ways away and you just can't come to it. But yeah, that was one big benefit that people love doing. And also, I'm having a workshop in October on the 25th. That would be the week after the New Life Expo. And it'll be at the TRS Center. And somehow, I understand that they moved. So we'll be given that information now. But if you live in New York and you know about the TRS Center, you may just have to look them up and find out that they did move somewhere, and we'll be there. So it'll start at, I believe, 6 o'clock and end at 9:30. And we'll include the conference call for the replica decloning that we do on Thursdays during that workshop. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So it turns out, actually, Cindy was asking, it was about the light being pictures of the expo, the ones that you charge. Will you have those with you at the expos, and how much are they?
Yeah, they're $10. We will have them, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, great. A little bit ago, when Jeremiah called, you were talking about DNA, and he was talking about turning it off, and CMD... is just wanting to confirm, I can't remember if this is accurate or not, Ron, so hopefully you can remember. CMD is saying, doesn't the Immaculate Conception clearing turn off your DNA?
Yeah, but it won't stay up, but yes, it will help toward that, yes, uh-huh.
So does that, and is that just during the clearing it has that effect?
Yeah, yes, during the clearing, yes, uh-huh.
While it's running, okay. All right, and then Bette was wondering about this, too, and she's saying, would we die if we turned off our DNA?
No, I'm still living.
Right, so DNA, the way you describe it, Ron, is just like a big, giant, fat storage bin of all the thoughts and judgments and emotions that we and all our ancestors have generated through there and our lifetimes, right? So we don't actually need it to function.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, now there was an astrological something or other going on tonight, and I only was able to write down half of it. I think it was Mika, so if you could type that in again, Mika, I'll read that out to Ron. There's something that Mika was asking to, if you could clear, but my fast chat's behaving very strangely tonight. It keeps blanking out, and I can't look back on previous pages. So, so if I haven't read your question, I think I've read everything that I wrote down now. If I haven't read it, please type that in, and I'll grab them as quick as I can. There was one other thing I wanted to mention, Ron, and that is just to let everybody know that with these two expos that Ron has coming up, he's got a ton of extra expenses for October, and I don't say this often enough, but we get so many free clearings from Ron on all the shows that this month especially would be a really nice time to send in a donation to help Ron with his two expos, because there's the fee of the expo, but there's also airfares and hotels and having to eat out a lot more than usual because you're not home, all those kinds of things. So if you guys have some extra money and take your penny jar in and cash it out and send it on to help Ron, that would be much appreciated, because it's a very, very expensive month for him this month. So let me see if there are any other questions.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. Let's see. We are stuck under too much mind control to really feel alive, says Jeff. Yeah, but we're very lucky, all of us, because we've found Ron and the light ship, and we have a lot of tools at our fingertips that most of humanity doesn't have. And unfortunately, the message didn't make it through from 2,000 years ago. It got very corrupted and taken sideways. So, yes, it is rather a mess, but we do have an awful lot of things we can do about it. Okay, now my fast chat's gone completely blank. Okay, all right, Ron, so... we don't have any questions over at clsquestions@yahoo.com either, so I don't have anything to read out for you. What else can we talk about while we're waiting for this thing to come alive, unless you can see a question?
Well, we can pull something out of the hat. What do you want to pull out of the hat to do that?
Okay, out of the hat. All right. Well, here's an idea. The cellular mental clearing that's in this new bundle and free for the people on the intensives this month is a clearing that... we haven't discussed, I don't know, ever. I know I haven't talked about it with you on the show. So maybe we can have a sample of that, because my understanding is that that one kind of goes in and deals with our inactive DNA. So it's like a breaking the connection of something that might come down the pike to get activated before it gets activated.
Yeah, so here we go, everybody. Let's... you might have something lurking there, you know?
so maybe we can...
what it is, but you may see it leave you, okay?
Maybe so we can think of something, Ron, that we know was in our family line, but we don't deal with. So it's in our DNA, but we don't deal with it.
Yeah. So
if you can think of something like that, or I don't know, maybe you want to pick something? Is that easier for you?
I can clear something.
What about fear, like fear of drowning or fear of heights? Some people have that. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, so here we go. So one, two, you don't know what it's going to be, but maybe you might see it. One, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might again feel things leave you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so might feel more relaxed. You don't know why. And that's because something was maybe time-coded to maybe get activated in a couple of months. So it's kind of lurking, moving its way up to the surface, much like, you know, if you plant a seed in the ground and it got some water on it and it's starting to grow. And you may not know nothing about it, but all of a sudden when it hits the surface, then you start going through that emotional roller coaster ride. So this is one way to help kind of nip these things in the bud a little bit. So back to you, Carrie. I guess we're probably about a minute to go here.
Yeah. Excuse me. So Ed is pointing out Ed does not activate DNA. He erases it.
Yeah, that is correct. I don't do anything with DNA activations or anything else. We're just clearing it out so that it's neutral. So the DNA you don't need. It just programs in you. And you want to get rid of those programs, the keywords. Let's just look at that, you know, like just like your Google search, right? If you didn't have any keywords out there by everybody else who has websites, and you just got into Google and you typed in something, nothing would come back to you. That's the way you want to be. So you deal with the language and keywords and situations, and basically it's all emotional, and that gets stored in you. And that's what you want to get rid of. And I haven't tried anything yet. I have watched a few movies that were in Japanese. And once in a while, as they're talking, you sort of feel like a vibration maybe jerk you a little bit or something. So I don't know if that's the person doing something in a language that you know nothing about, having a certain meaning, using psychic energy, or if it's something maybe attached to an entity that's hung on to you. It could be a Japanese entity, and maybe the person's talking bad about something about a Japanese person, and the Japanese entity's in you who speaks Japanese, and all of a sudden he's in your body and he jerks. You know, that's a possibility too. So it's all very interesting. And anyway, if anybody has felt anything strange with a movie they know nothing about as far as the languaging, in a different language, and they felt a reaction just by hearing words, I'd like to know that on the next program. And remember, it's a paranormal night, so we can do anything we want. So, Carrie.
Okay, so just real quick, we've got to sign off really soon here, but Corey says when you did that, the cellular mental one, he says, I see it going, gone, and Tom says, that is heavy. Mika says, feel barcode leaving my upper chest, thank you. And Nibley says, I feel much more free, interesting. Cammy says, thank you. Raymond got the chills. Michaela says thank you. Connie saying thank you. So yeah, I had a big old yawn too. And so you guys, if you're not on the intensive, get on the intensive, and then you can have all these free. And you can, there's a custom box on the cellular mental one that you can type in all your ancestors' gunk that hasn't appeared in your life yet and run clearings on that. It's one of those really nice versatile clearings, kind of like the generic seven generation that you can use for any DNA that is active that isn't, you know, on a previously listed seven generic clearing, because it is just for those. It's not for ones that already exist, but you can go in and use that one for all kinds of stuff. So this is like the preemptive one prior to the seven generation. So like I've got a very very, very anxious mother. So, and I'm not a very, very, very anxious person. So I could use the cellular mental clearing to clear extreme anxiety out of my DNA so that nothing ever activates it in me. So it's one of those really interesting clearings that you can use a lot of different ways. So that's my pitch, Ron, for your bundle. So we probably should run for the hills here. It's almost the top of the hour.
Okie doke. So, everybody, we'll see you later. And we've got a program tomorrow night on TalkStream and Micro Effects. So, we'll see you later. And blessings. And have a good evening.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, everybody. Night night.